Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and on today's show, we'll have the tribute to Woody Herman, played by the Faculty All-Star Big Band at Centrum's Jazzport Townsend 2016. The band is co-led by two drummers, Jeff Hamilton and Joe LaBarbera, both of whom played in the Woody Herman Band at different times. They take turns at the drum set and introducing the music in this concert. It's truly an all-star band. Virtually everyone in the band is an established leader or soloist and was also a teacher at the Jazz Workshop, which precedes the weekend festival performances. Woody Herman was an American band leader who led a hard-swinging 15-piece band on the road from 1936 until he died in 1987. The bands became known as Herman's Herds. The different editions were numbered at first, but the transitions blurred as young musicians cycled through the band, establishing their own credentials and then going on to their own careers. One of the most notable additions was the Second Herd in the late 40s, and it was one of the first bands to employ the then-new bebop style. It was known as the Four Brothers Band for a tune by that name by Jimmy Giuffre, which featured the unusual four-sax section consisting of three tenors and one baritone sax. The band was also notable for employing five trumpets rather than three or four, which gave it extra fire in the top end. Woody used that instrumentation for the rest of his life. New composers and arrangers adopted as they wrote new music for the band. It was always a young band, too. Woody, who became known as the Road Father, encouraged new talent and new music. Jeff Hamilton and Joe LaBarbera were two of those young musicians in their early careers in Woody's band at different times, and there's also another one on stage for this concert, the baritone saxophonist Gary Smullyan. This Jazzport Townsend concert begins with a brief version of Woody Herman's theme song, Blue Flame, and then Joe LaBarbera will introduce the first piece.
Good afternoon. Okay. It's been a real pleasure to be here all week working with Jeff, John, and all the faculty and all the students. It's just been a tremendous experience. And right now we're going to play some of the arrangements that Woody Herman's band made famous and that both Jeff Hamilton and myself had the opportunity to perform many, many years ago. So we're going to let Jeff kick things off with one that goes back to the late 40s. This is called The Good Earth.
We'll be right back. Thank you very much. It's tough having two leaders with two egos. That was The Good Earth written by... He's playing me off already. That didn't take long. 2 weeks, Joe. That was The Good Earth, as Joe mentioned, written by the great Neil Hefti. Neil Hefti, for those of you who aren't aware of him, wrote Little Darlin' and Cute for the Count Basie Orchestra and the theme from Batman television show, for all of you who remember. Thanks, lady. Yeah. So that was The Good Earth, and that was made famous by the Second Herd. Don LeMond was in that band. Don LeMond was the first person Woody Herman chose after the original Herd, and he had the great drummer Don LeMond and built the Second Herd around Don LeMond, the great bassist Chubby Jackson. So maybe we'll tell a Chubby Jackson story a little later, but let's get it on with some music. We'd like to feature Oliver Groenewald, and pardon me if I screw up these names. We just met at 9 o'clock this morning, kind of like Woody's band was, you know. Here today, gone tomorrow. And Wycliffe Gordon, and who else, Joe? Oh, well, he doesn't matter. Gary Simolin, who was on the band in May, he joined the band May of 78, 1978. Don't get up. Here is Nat Pierce's arrangement, better known as Dr. Deep to those on the inside. Nat Pierce was the arranger piano player on the band during the late 50s into the 60s. And here is his arrangement of Don't Get Around Much Anymore. Joe LaBarber at the drums. Thank you.
Gordon and Simone, Oliver Grunwald and Gary Simoleon, and Joe LaBarbera. Thank you.
You're listening to a tribute to Woody Herman, played by the Festival All-Star Big Band, recorded at Centrum's Jazzport Townsend 2016. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 FM, Jazz, Blues, and NPR News. Here's Jeff Hamilton.
We are going to slow it down now for the only time this afternoon, because when you have two drummers who are band leaders, we can't have more than one ballad now, can we? So this is the great standard, Come Rain or Come Shine, and it's one of the most beautiful arrangements in the book, in my opinion. It's written by the great trumpet player and arranger Bill Stapleton, who we lost too early. He wrote this while in Woody's band in the late 60s, going into the early 70s band, and we hope you enjoy Come Rain or Come Shine. Thank you.
Thomas Marriott on trumpet.
Thank you very much. This next song revolutionized the sound of Woody Herman's band back in the mid-40s. And at that time, the arranger-composer Jimmy Giuffre wrote this classic for the band that reshaped the sax section. And we're going to feature our sax section on this right now. On tenor saxophone, Tracy Knopp, who also stepping in for Woody Herman on the clarinet. Travis Ranney on tenor. Jay Thomas on tenor. And of course, Gary Simoleon on baritone saxophone. And this is the Four Brothers.
Four Brothers, played by the Tribute to Woody Herman Faculty All-Star Big Band at Centrum's Jazzport Townsend. The four saxophonists, Tracy Knopp, Travis Ranney, Jay Thomas, and Gary Smullian. The concert's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 FM, Jazz Blues, and NPR News, continuing with the Jazzport Townsend Festival Big Band in a tribute to Woody Herman. Here's Jeff Hamilton.
story about Four Brothers. I was on the band in 77, and I left when Ray Brown hired me to join the LA Four. So I moved to Los Angeles, and that's, for those of you who remember the LA Four, it was a quaint group. It was Lorenzo Almeida on acoustic guitar, and Ray Brown on bass, Bud Shank on flute and alto, and Shelly Manna just left the group, and so Ray invited me to join the band at 24 years old. So I did a year with them, and then Woody asked me to come back and sub one night at Carnation Gardens at Disneyland. And I'd been playing triangles and shakers and, you know, little seashells rattling and, you know. And so my first tune on the band, he would open with Four Brothers. And I was gassed at the end of Four Brothers. My hair, which was out here then, was all mashed down and matted to my head from perspiration, blew through my shirt. And Woody just turned around at me and started laughing. And I'm gasping for air, and he leans over the drums and he says, "This ain't no arts and crafts band, pal." So I had to learn to keep my chop up for the next time that Woody was gonna call. All right, we're gonna play Cousins and stretch this out a little bit. This is a blues, and we're gonna let the cats open up and blow a little bit, because Woody was all about letting the guys play and finding their way. They would come on the band sometimes right out of college, and you could see him watching over them to let them grow. And very rarely would he pull you aside unless you were really stinking the place up, and then he would have to tell you bluntly. So we're going to feature Jay Thomas on this, and let me see. We feature so many guys. I think the trombone section we're going to feature. John Hansen at the piano, John Hamer, who's doing a hell of a job back there on the bass. And who else? Trumpets, are we over there? Sean, yeah. We'll tell you later. Let's see what happens, all right? Here is Cousins.
That was Cousins, played by the Woody Herman Tribute Band, the faculty all-star big band at Centrum's Jazzport Townsend this summer, and a whole raft of solos, including the trombone section, all featured in that piece. It's coming to you here on Jazz Northwest on 88.5 FM, Jazz, Blues, and NPR News. Here's Joe LaBarbera.
What Jeff said before about Woody being nurturing to young players was so true. He was probably the most sympathetic band leader you can imagine. He was always encouraging. He wanted to hear new ideas. he always had his ears open to the music of today, and that goes back to the 40s when he embraced the bebop of Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie. This next song we're going to play is an example of Woody checking out what was current at the time. This dates back to 1970, so not very current for most of you young people, but this was a big hit for the Temptations in 1969. We're going to turn Travis Randy loose on this one, and this is called Can't Get Next to You. We'll be right back.
Travis Ranney on tenor saxophone.
You know, it's quite an honor for me to share the stage with one of my favorite drummers and really someone who influenced my soloing at the drums. He was such a musical, melodic soloist that I had to learn so much from Joe LaBarbera, and I've told him that and you know, the reason it's such an honor...
And I've never let him forget it.
The reason it's such an honor is because I used to stand on an apple crate in third grade to look in the window of the club to watch Joe play with Woody's band.
That is true, when he was in the third grade. And what surprised me, Jeff, was that at 19, you were not the youngest guy in your class.
Joe LaBarbera, ladies and gentlemen.
We're going to wrap it up now with a flag waver. This is going to feature Sean Jones on the trumpet and then two of the drummers in the band. This is Apple Honey.
for the Centrum All-Star Big Band, ladies and gentlemen. The music of Woody Herman, led by Jeff Hamilton, Joe LaBarbera. One more time, the Centrum All-Star Big Band, the comedy team of Joe LaBarbera and Jeff Hamilton, and amazing drummers. Thank you so much.
Wrapping up this Woody Herman tribute from Centrum's Jazzport Townsend, we've just heard the tribute band featuring both drummers, Joe LaBarbera and Jeff Hamilton, as well as the trumpet soloist Sean Jones, and the tune Apple Honey, one of those tunes that seemed to get faster through the years every time the Herman Band played it. Great performance here by the tribute band, the Faculty All-Star Band from Centrum's Jazzport Townsend. Our thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show, and thanks also to John Clayton, Greg Miller, and all the staff at Centrum. Special thanks to Neville Pearsall, Lucy Peckham, and Mike Sicarius, who provided house sound and assistance with recording this concert for broadcast. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you enjoyed this music here, and we're going to conclude with one by the actual Woody Herman Band. This one dates from 1958. The tune is one from the dance book. It's a nice, easy swinger called It's Coolin' Time, written by Benny Harris, arranged by Al Cohn. It features solos by Al Cohn, Woody Herman on clarinet, Ernie Royal trumpet, and Bob Brookmeyer on trombone. Coolin' Time. It's Coolin' Time, one of the easy swingers out of the dance band book of the Woody Herman Band, recorded in 1958. The music by Benny Harris, the arrangement by Al Cohn, who soloed on tenor saxophone, along with Woody Herman on clarinet, Ernie Royals muted trumpet, and Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone. Wrapping up our Jazz Northwest for today, Jim Wilkie here with you, hoping you'll join us again next week when we will have a concert, another concert from Jazzport Townsend, featuring tenor saxophonist J.D. Allen and trumpeter Sean Jones, with George Colligan on piano, Harish Raghavan on bass, and Matt Wilson on drums in the rhythm section. That's next week here on Jazz Northwest. Jazz Northwest is a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 FM. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. You're listening to KPLU 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR.